And Granny's Adam, I believe that's our room.
I know this Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Lum finally managed to talk Abner's father out of making a trip to Fort Smith to say hello to somebody's cousin named George the other day. And since then, things have been going along on a fairly even keel in the Peabody household. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store library putting up some grocery orders. Let's...
All right, now hand me down a can of them solid pack tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Then get me... Wait a minute, this ain't tomatoes you're handing me. It's a can of pickled beets.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. You've been handing me the wrong stuff all morning. What's the matter with you? You worried about something?
Well, no, not exactly.
Is it something about your papa?
Well, Mom, I'm sort of worried about him and Elizabeth.
Are they starting to have trouble now?
No, they're getting along pretty good, I reckon, but I don't know how much longer it's going to last. That's what got me worried.
Has Elizabeth said anything about it?
No.
Well, what are you worried about then?
Well, Lum, I just know some of them little things that Papa does are just going to get on her nerves sooner or later.
Little things?
Yeah, like Papa helping her with the dishes now.
Well, she ought to appreciate that.
Well, she does, Lum, but he always puts the dishes away in the curious places. Elizabeth has to spend half the day hunting for them before she can cook a meal.
You mean he hides them?
No, he just can't recollect where they belong. He's always putting them in the wrong places.
Well, that ain't nothing that gets extra upset over, I wouldn't say.
Well, these other things, too. Like leaving his pipe laying around the house, and he never can recollect where he left it. And I know it just must scare Elizabeth half to death, one, for fear he'll burn the house down.
Yeah, I reckon that would worry her a little.
And then when we do find a pipe, why, there's ashes strewed all over everywhere. Just keeps Elizabeth busy cleaning up ashes after him.
Well, why don't she tell him not to do it, then?
Well, you know Elizabeth, Mom. She hates to say anything that might hurt his feelings. Fact is, she ain't even mentioned it to me, but I know how she feels.
Well, why don't you tell your papa, then?
Well, I've tried to, but I don't know. It's hard to tell him anything like that. You know, he's getting up in years, Mom, and his feelings get hurt awful easy.
Yeah, I can so.
He's childish.
I still think there's ways you could tell him and not make him feel too bad. Telling a fella where to put dishes and to pick up his pipe don't sound hard to me, necessary.
Well, of course, there's more sides to it than that. For instance, every morning now, there's that trouble over Hearts of Flame.
Hearts of Flame?
Yeah, since Papa got here, Elizabeth don't even know what's happened to George.
George? Who's George?
George Pendleton, the fella that was going to marry Martha Barrington until Mary Marlborough come along.
Wait a minute now. Who are all these people? Who's Mary Marlborough?
She's engaged to Chadwick Hobart, but he's actually been making sheep eyes at Valeria Carlisle.
Valeria Carlisle?
Yeah, she's the one that got married to set her cap for George, and that's why Martha jumped right there.
Martha jumped?
Yeah, and George don't know it, you know, because he's disappeared.
Wait a minute. Where did Martha jump?
Right out of the window of J. Ingram Wardmore's office. He's a rich architect, and his office is on the 10th floor, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, did it kill her or what?
Well, we don't know. Papa won't let Elizabeth find out.
He won't. Don't he like Martha?
Oh, he likes her, I reckon. Fact says he claims that's his favorite radio program, but every morning...
Radio program?
Yeah.
Is that what you've been telling me about? Just a radio program?
Yeah, Hearts of Flame. Comes on every day about 9:15.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Elizabeth ain't missed it since the day it started, I don't believe. And now, every morning, Papa turns the radio on at 9:15 so that him and Elizabeth can listen to it, you know.
Well, that's nice of him to do that.
Sets two chairs right there in front of the radio for him every day to sit in.
Well, that sounds thorny. I don't see why you say there's any trouble over Hearts of Flame.
Well, here's the trouble. The minute the program comes on, Papa starts talking and he don't stop one second till it's over. Talks steady for 15 minutes hand running every morning.
Oh, I see. Well, that is aggravating. I'll admit that.
Why, of course it is. And I know it's going to drive Elizabeth to start raving mad crazy.
Well, it appears to me the only thing for you to do is just sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with your Papa. Just come right out flat-footed and tell him these things.
Well, every time I try it, Mom, well, oh, I don't know. I just sort of get the feeling ashamed of myself.
Ashamed of yourself?
Yeah, them things he does, they seem like such little bitty, tiny, no-count things to mention that I'm just ashamed to bring them up, even.
Well, maybe so. But it's the little things, not the big things, that general upsets a home, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know. But I just can't bring myself to tell Papa that.
Bound you if it was my Papa, I'd tell him.
Well, me and you are just different, I reckon, yeah.
I wouldn't go pussyfooting around about something like this if the happiness of my woman was at stake, I can tell you that.
Well, Lon, there's just some things that you can't tell an old fella like Papa.
All right, have it your own way. I still think that's a ridiculous point of view, but nothing I can do about it, looks like.
I'm worried.
Come on, we got to finish putting up these grocery orders.
Yeah, sure.
Hand me a can of them solid packed tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Then give me a jar. Wait a minute. You give me the pickled beets again. Now, Granny, if you don't settle down here and pay attention to your work, I'm going to have to get me a new partner.
Oh, Mom, I'm trying to pay attention, but I'm just... wait a minute. There comes Papa right now. Lom, would you do me a favor?
A favor?
You said you could tell your Papa anything you wanted to, so would you have a talk with Papa for me?
You mean you want me to tell him not to...
That's all right. That's not where it comes from. I'll tell you what. I'll slip out the back way so him and you could be alone together. I'll go over and see if we got any mail.
All right.
Don't say nothing to hurt his feelings now.
I won't. I know how to handle such things. Well, how do you do, Mr. Peabody?
And I says to him, I says, you can have your drip coffee. I want mine boiled, and I want it boiled good.
How's that, Mr. Peabody? I didn't quite catch you there.
Huh? Hello, Lum. Say, where's my boy Abner?
Why, he just went over to the post office, I believe, Mr. Peabody.
Coffee that ain't boiled ain't fit for man or beast. It's like it's... Oh, Abner's over at the post office, you see.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's good. I want to see you alone anyways. I want to have a little talk with you, Lum.
Well, that's sort of a coincidence, looks like.
Say, I want to have a little talk with you, Lum.
Yeah, you said that.
Yes, sir, Lum, I want you to tell me the truth about something.
Well, natural.
I don't want no beating around the bush, neither. I want this straight from the shoulder blade now.
Well, that's the only way I believe in talking, Mr. Peabody.
Worrying about... you're a good boy. Good, steady boy, though. And I'm proud my son has went into partnerships with you.
Well, I'm proud to have Abner for a partner, too. He helped me quite a bit.
Tell me this. Do you think I'm a burden?
A burden?
Do you think I'm a burden to him and little Elizabeth?
Why, well, of course.
Has Abner said anything to you about it, Lum?
Well, you mean, what did you ask me?
Of course, they ain't said nothing to me, Lum, but sometimes a feller sort of reads twixt the lines, you know? I don't want to be a burden to nobody, Lum.
Well, I'm sure you ain't no burden, Mr. Peabody.
They're still young, and I'm old, Lum. I'm an old man, Lum.
Oh, no, you ain't old. A feller's just as old as his field. I've always said that.
I'm trying to fit myself right into the young ideas, Lum. I don't want to be no burden.
That's a good thing to do.
For instance, now, there's some radio program, Elizabeth. Crazy about Hearts of Flutter. That's
Hearts of Flame.
Yeah, that's it. That's Hearts of Flutter. I don't care for it myself, but I always make a point of sitting there and listening to it just for her sake.
Yeah, well, now about that radio program, Mr. Peabody. Maybe if you wouldn't.
That's the only reason I listen to it, Mom. Just for Elizabeth's sake. She sort of likes to have me join her, you see, and I...
Yeah.
I
but maybe if you never talk to
I don't
about...
want to be a burden, though, Lum. I'm old, but I don't want to be no burden.
Well, you ain't. Now, you just get that idea right out of your head, Mr. Peabody.
Do you think they want me there, Lum?
Why, sure they do. They're tickled to death.
Am I doing the right thing?
You just keep right on doing like you're doing. Everything's going to be fine.
Well, that's mighty comforting, Mom. Mighty comforting. This fella gets to worrying about these things, you know.
Well, just don't worry no more, because... Wait a minute, there comes Abner back from the post office.
Abner? Well, say, I believe I'll slip out the back way. I don't want him to know I come down here to have this talk with you.
Well, wait, Mr. Peabody. I don't believe Abner will care if you did talk to
me. I'll more than likely see you tomorrow, Lana. So long now.
Well, so long, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, there weren't no mail on, except the bill from the wholesale house. Where's Papa?
Oh, he went out the back way. He's going somewhere over in that direction, I think.
Well, did you have a talk with him?
Yeah, had a talk.
How'd you make out?
Pretty good, I reckon.
I know it. I'm glad to hear that. That's a big relief to me, Mom. Now, maybe we can get bigger here and get them grocery orders put up.
Yeah.
I'll take over here, Mom. Here, first hand me a can of them solid-packed tomatoes.
Can of solid-packed tomatoes.
Want a jar of... Wait a minute, Long. You give me pickled beets. What's the matter with you, anyway?